This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavon. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. I found my dear Shul Mishnah Berurah. So I just want to focus on one thing that we read earlier that we were asking about. And that is the Mishnah Berurah said that when the Chazan says, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, the Shatz needs to say Yehi Shmei Rabba Belachash. He doesn't need to repeat the words Amen, because he said V'imru Amen. And he says Yehi Shmei Rabba Belachash. And we were sort of bothered, why Belachash? Especially, like Rabbi Yeager pointed out, that if someone's a Mel Shmon Esrei, they have to stop and listen to the Chazan say Yehi Shmei Rabba. So Mendy pointed out yesterday, or the day before, that the Dershu quotes Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Isha Yisrael at the end of the Sefer, Tshuva Chav Gimel, also Reb Binyamin Zilber, Shal Shachos Aznid Baru, that it doesn't mean quietly. It means he doesn't have to say it B'kol Ram like the rest of Kaddish, because he doesn't have to make it hurt to others, because everyone says it themselves. I still don't understand that, because later on, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Dalet of Katan Chavav that if someone's a Mel Shmoneh Esrei, they should be silent and listen to the Shatz saying Yehi Shmei Rabba. That implies the Shatz says it out loud. So the Dirsha says it means he says it out loud, but not as loud as the rest of the Kaddish. Why not? If anything, he should say it louder than the rest of the Kaddish, because this is the one part that he has to be Moitzi others. So I get the pshat. I get that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean dafka belachash, as it just means as opposed to b'kol ram. But why should it not be at least as kol ram as the rest of Kaddish, since this is the part where technically if someone's in the middle of Shemana Esrei, they need to be moitzi other people. The Ramah continues. So the Mechaber said three halachas. One should be mechavein when one says Kaddish, and what to say it, answer it b'kol ram, and run to hear Kaddish. But the Mechaber did not say to stand. The Ramah said you should stand when you say Kaddish. Yesterday we learned that even though that's the Shita of the Ramah, that you should stand when you say Kaddish. However, the Mishnah Berurah brought an opinion of the Maharil and the Taz that you only have to stand for Kaddish if you happen to be standing. Let's say after Hallel, you should not sit down. Now, the Dershu says that's only if you're standing midin tefillah. But if you happen to be standing, let's say you stood up for an old man, we don't know what the din is. So the Kaf HaChaim says the din would apply, even if you stood up for whatever reason, you should continue standing. And then the Mishnah Berurah says you should be choshesh for the machmirim. So I mentioned I daven mincha, usually with the Svardi Kehila. So yesterday, I couldn't really help myself, you know, it was like instinctive, how do you not stand up for Kaddish? But I'm not sure that that's the right thing. In other words, if they're sitting, and according to them, you never have to stand, you never mechuyev, not sure. Okay, let's continue. The Ramah says, Umisha Balabaisa Knasono came to Shul, comes to Shul, Shameha call Oinin Kaddish. And he hears the call saying Kaddish, Oine Imahem, he answers with them, Afapishol Shamashel Siba Shamri Skadel. Even though he didn't hear the Shat say Skadel Viskadish Shmei Rabba, he hears people saying Amen. Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, he should answer with them. Vigam Hash'ah, Vigam Hashel Siba Tsarach Loimar Yehi Shmei Rabba, the Shat also has to say the words Yehi Shmei Rabba. Now here he doesn't comment, low, loud. When you begin Yisgadel, Yesh loimar ve'ata yigdal na koyach ve'goymer zuchar rachamecha. Can't say I know what that is. But there's some tefillah, I guess, the tzibor says when the chazan says Yisgadel v'Yisgadel. Says Mishnah Berurah, Oine imayim, afilu imba be'is gemar anias amin hishmei rabba. Even if you come at the tail end, dehainu sha'omer mivarach, they're up to Mivarach. But v'chul v'lo yamer amen. If you catch the tail end of mevarach, you say yehi shmei rabba, but you don't say amen, because you didn't hear what the chazan said earlier to say amen. Da amen koy al yiskadel d'shel tzibor, and you didn't hear that. Avo yehi shmei rabba shavach ba'apei nafshe. So that in general is important to know. There is no response, amen yehi shmei rabba. That just doesn't mean anything. The response is amen. Pause. Yehesh. There are two separate responses. V'chein l'inyan kedusha in ba koydem shesh limay. If you come before they finish, mutar lemar imam, you could answer with them. V'im ba be'esh sharoi v'atzibar aymrim amen yehesh mei rabba. If you come at the time that most of the tzibar is saying amen yehesh mei rabba, yoymer gam ken imam amen yehesh mei rabba. Ah, you didn't hear what the chazan said? It's okay if the majority of the people are saying Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. But it sounds like if the mir of the people, meaning he started off by saying, I'm not clear. The first halacha is talking about when you come in and they're saying Mivarach. So if they're saying Mivarach, you missed the whole thing. You could say Yehi Shmei Rabba, but you can't say Amen. But if the majority of the tzibur are saying the words Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, even though you didn't hear the Shliach Tzibur, you could respond with them Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. Im yachal oz l'chavin da'at be amiyas ha'amen, she'iz boine amashu oine. Provided that, you could think then, when you say Amen, that you're going to contemplate what you're answering on. Meaning, you know when you're allowed to say Amen even though you didn't hear the first words of the Shliach Tzibur? That's if, in other words, you come in and the Tzibur is saying Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. Now you didn't hear the Chazan say Yiskadei Yiskadei Shmei Rabba Ba'amad Rechir Yosef Yom Chosei. But if you could be Mechavein, I'm answering Amen to that which the Chazan said, Yiskadeo, Yiskadei, Shmei Rabba, Biyamadi, Baruch Yisrael, Menichem, Asim, B'chai, Yechonim, Yimachan, B'chai, Duchob, Beis Yisrael, Ba'agal, Ozman, Karuv, Imru, Amen, you can answer Amen. If you can't think that, you can't answer Amen. You could say Yehi Shmei Rabba, but you can't say Amen. So, bottom line is, if you come in at the tail end of Yehi Shmei Rabba, you could say Yehi Shmei Rabba. If you come in when the majority of the Tzibur is saying Amen, Yehi Shmei Rabba, then you could answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. Sounds like provided that you could be mechavein that the Amen is going back on what the Chazan said that you didn't hear. Now, the Rama said that when he starts Yiskadal, you should say Va'ato Yignal Na Kayach. What does it mean when he starts? Says Mishmur Kolamer Koydim Shehizkal, before he starts. The B'shash Sha'imer HaChazan Yiskadal, Tzarech L'Shemaya V'Lishag, you have to be quiet and answer and be silent. Kamavoyer Bereish Simen Kov Chav Hei. You need to listen and understand that which the shat says. And also know what you're answering amen to. I'm not familiar with this tefillah. I don't know even if I've ever seen it in the siddur. See the next mishnah berurah. The Ari did not want to say it. V'chemad hoye megam game. And he would practically challenge it. And he says, you know, it's not part of the program. Therefore, you don't say it between Yishtavach and Yoitzer. But it sounds like if you're allowed to be mafsik, you could say it. I don't think anybody says it. It sounds like the Arizal didn't like it. Now, what's interesting is that in general, minhag hayeshivos and most of the poiskim hold that Arizal is only echad min hapoiskim, and we would not follow the Ari over the Rama. And Rabbi Vadia also held that for Sfardim. However, it seems when it comes to nusach hatfilah, the Ari, I'm not saying to daven nusach Ari, but in terms of what to say, the Arizal has primacy. Okay, let's begin Siv Beis. Kishashel Tzibur Oimer Yisbarach Kal ha'am oinim amen. When the Tzibur says Yisbarach, everyone should answer amen. Raise your hand if you do that. V'chein kishamer brichu, you should say amen. Raise your hand if you do that. V'chein kishamer v'imru amen, that we do. Says Rama, v'loi nagu lomer amen achar Yisbarach. V'loi achar brichu. V'loi yavsik bein brichu le'ela mikol berchasa. You should not interrupt between the words brichu le'ela. That we do interrupt. Let's see. Let's start the Mishnah Berurah. Achar Yisbarach. Aval achar Yisgadeh v'yisgadeh Shmei Rabba. Ha-minhag. La'anois amen. You hear this? The Shulchan Aruch does not say that you answer amen to Yisgadeh v'yisgadeh Shmei Rabba. There is no halacha that you answer amen to that. You get this? We're learning halacha here. There is no halacha to answer amen to the words Yisgadeh v'yisgadeh Shmei Rabba. It's only a minhag. And therefore, if you're not allowed to be mafsik, you're not allowed to say amen. There is no halacha to answer amen to the words Yisgadeh v'yisgadeh Shmei Rabba. You can't answer it during Bircha. Upel al shulchan aruch shalahitik amen hazeh shemavar barambam v'tikav v'yis yosef. It's a pella. Now the Mishnah Berurah is wondering why the Mechaber did not bring this. But he didn't. Now the Beis Yosef brought it. We have to examine this further, because when we say it's a minhag, does that mean it's less than other answers? Are other answers a halacha, or it's all minhag? We'll see next week. Okay, but it's of note that the Mechaber never says to answer amen to the words Yisgadeh v'yisgadeh Shmei Rabba. You know, if you ask most people, what does it mean to answer amen to Kaddish? What do you mean, Yisgadeh v'yisgadeh Shmei Rabba? No, it's not even on the list. The Iker ones that are on the list, we don't do. Yisbarach is a halacha. We don't do it. Brichu, it's a halacha to say amen. We don't do it. Now, here's a big mistake. This is very common. People, brichu le'ila. So that's not wrong. It's just apikarsas. It's more than wrong. It's heresy. So here the poor guy came to shul in the morning. He rolled in a few minutes late, so he was up to Yigdal by the time he got up to the Shemoneh Esrei. And then to top it off, he said, Brichu le'ela. So he's Mechari from Megadef. That's why it's important to learn halacha. Otherwise, okay, we'll see that next week. Hatzlacha, Kol Tov. Good Shabbos, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.